some fun trivia about a far from trivial job. It's a President's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report right after the break.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-506-6532 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-506-6532 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-506-6532.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Singing prodigy Charlotte Church turns 25 years old, and we celebrate President's Day on this third Monday in February with a few tidbits of presidential trivia. You know that Abe Lincoln was our tallest chief executive, but who was the shortest? James Madison stood a mere 5 feet 4 inches. Who introduced the most cutting-edge technology to the White House? That may have been Rutherford B. Hayes, who brought both the telephone and the typewriter to the Oval Office. And here's a chin-scratcher. Who was our last bearded president? You have to go all the way back to Benjamin Harrison, elected by a whisker in 1888. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.